That's right. If that's the sound of Britney Spears coming over the
live.
We have a guest today, and her name is Jamie Lynn Spears. Welcome to the podcast, Jamie. Come on in. What?
We're back. That should be how we
start. Because I do know what happened. It was. Have you seen what is going on with her? She's always talking shit on
Britney. Here comes Ramona.
Okay. Well, have you noticed she's always talking shit on Britney, like your own sister?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the deal with that?
Hey.
There we're moving. There we go.
Yay. Welcome. Whoa.
Thanks. What's up, y'all?
You know.
Just talking Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
I'm saying. Good, then I'll leave the joke I made about her at the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fab, how are y'all today?
I'm surviving, you know.
Oh my. I don't know, I was about to say all those boxes.
Sucks.
Come be a member of Olive Avenue. It's That's fierce.
Right. I'll be right over there. That's right. Our guest today, we're going to be neighbors very soon. It's going to be
Oh, exciting. Wait. Have you started yet?
Oh, yeah. We have no decorum here.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hi. Okay.
We'll introduce.
Oh, yeah. We'll give you a proper intro.
Yeah.
Damn. Informal as fuck. Okay. All right. Hi. Okay.
I'm just going to say, it's a shame that this is not a visual medium because we have some much needed visual pizzazz to add to this podcast today. Who else? What? Not us. Look at us.
I know. Look at my nail set.
They look good.
They Whoa. Listeners can't listen. Wait. That isn't what I meant.
And perfect kind of guest. The same amount of brain energy moving as both of us.
Fuck off.
Yes, you might know her in the city as one of the preeminent drag performers. But also, if you're a Music Box member, you might know a little series called Rated Q, where you show like gay stuff.
Wow. Coming from a heterosexual man, I cannot believe you're reducing my queer art to gay stuff during Pride Month. Are you kidding me?
I did it for Pride Month. I'm saying we can boil it all
down. A drag queen. Yes, I do show gay stuff and I love showing gay stuff. My show is. Its Christian name is Rated Q, a celebration of queer camp and cult cinema. It's a mouthful, but you know, you can just call her Q if you're nasty. It'll be 3 years that I've been doing this series in December, and we show movies every single month. We always have two drag performers. And then myself, of course. And it's a great time. The crowd is always extremely chaotic and it's always a fun showing. So that's my spiel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait, what's your next show? So we don't forget for you to get to promote.
My next show is, wait, when does this come out?
Well, probably today or tomorrow. We're very quick.
Oh, okay. Well, my next show is Thursday, June 20th. We are showing gay classic The Birdcage, and it'll be starring me and then Boss, who is a drag king performer who is going to be singing live. first live singer of the series, and then Dynasty Banks from Houston.
Amazing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess we'll have to stop by. I do love the Birdcage.
Yeah, yeah, you should, or else I know where you live and I have a gun.
It's true. And Ramona usually brings that gun out on stage, points at the audience.
In a movie theater, not too much. Not too much. I like to keep my patrons safe and entertained. Thank you. I encourage cruising, not you know, military sanctioned weapons.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I know someone personally who got finger blasted during the Bound screening, like in the theater. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I'm like,
you add two to that.
We're fine.
I got finger blasted during that screening.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to? They're selling those seats for extra.
Yeah.
The Odorama, like polyester, scratch and sniff.
Yeah, you might have noticed there were $2,500 seats that you can buy. They're the only ones at the very back, the ones that are you can basically fuck in.
Yeah, yeah. I what's it called? Yeah, I don't know. Good for them raising money.
We love it. We love them.
If we had money, we would.
We do love it.
We would buy one and put finger blasted on every seat.
I know. I want one, but you know what? I'm paying back music. What did y'all say?
I know where all the famous people have finger blasted in that theater. I know where John Cusack has finger blasted.
Yeah, more finger blasting. Who's gonna be the first though in the new seats? That's the real question.
Yeah, wow.
Email us at oscarbaitpod@gmail.com if you get finger blasted in the theater after August.
Mm-hmm. Tell us,
I don't know if that's your email. I just made that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you going to be, the time, what movie you're going to be there? It'll
be a momentous occasion.
Spotlight, yeah. Bam, right on you.
Yeah, it's going to happen during my screening of Selena in September.
One the horniest movies ever.
I know when my dates are.
Well, it's nice that you have dates. Nice that you have dates for October.
Yeah, well, sorry you can't be me. I don't know what to tell you. You keep trying. You're my height, but like... You don't have the genetiqua, I guess.
No, I don't. I barely.
I actually think I'm taller than you, especially when I wear heels.
Okay, now you're taking.
How tall are you? How tall are you?
Thanks for having you on. Really nice. I'm like a soft 5'9". You know, I'm like.
Liar.
5'5".
Okay. Anyway, 5'5".
Yeah.
Okay.
5'6" if I got the boot on.
We love a boot.
I got the Tim's
on. I'll get you in heels one day, both of you. Please. You're not safe.
Please do it.
Makeover challenge.
Oh my God, please. John, you know how happy me and Rosemary both. You could then get any favor you wanted from either of us if you just did it finally. We just want to see it.
Well, it might happen. Who knows what we're going to have to do to save highs and lows.
Well, on that
and
note,
you're going to live so close to my drag group now. Anything's possible. Anyways,
true.
Highs and lows. Love her.
We do. When's we got June
18th, 7 p.m. We're doing Crossroads and Morvern Caller. And also our buds from Hopewell, who are being kind to help us keep these things going. We'll be there doing a tasting from 6 to 7. And it's going to be a great show. So we invited the wonderful Ramona on to talk with us about the life and career of Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, that's right. We have spent the last 2 years trying to get this movie figured out. It's copyright. It's honestly been more of a struggle that's probably more interesting than some of the movie to like figure out why the rights of this movie have just been, I guess we could say, in a gray zone. I mean, Will, let's just, where did we start when we started this journey, when we were like, oh, it'd be so fun to pair Crossroads with Mortar and Caller?
Well, at that point, we just emailed Sony. It wasn't Sony anymore. And then no one knew anything. And then eventually, I guess like a year later, figured out it was Sony Music. But when music people own movies, they don't let you show them because they think movies don't make enough money, so they don't care. So then it was a constant battle for another year.
There might have been some legal characters blocking it too. We're not exactly sure. We're not privy to all the things that went on, but we do know that this
sorry. Was... Continue. Sorry.
Are you shocked that we worked this hard? Is that why you're laughing? You're like,
I'm here.
I'm
good.
Okay, it is funny that we did spend 2 years doing this.
No, I think it's great, and I'm really glad that y'all followed your passion. I think that's beautiful. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Anything for Brittany.
Anything for Brittany, yeah. So
okay, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we got the movie and now we're showing it, and it's probably one of the first times it's been played on the big screen since 2002. So
woo.
Except for AMC, we found out, rolled it out last summer to maybe nobody.
Yeah.
Those fuckers. Support independent theaters.
That's right. And do you want to guess who almost got the rights to it?
No, because you're just going to tell me.
Okay, that's true. The Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, a favorite of the Music Box independent company. We love them.
We love them. We love their proximity to Music Box. It's really cool. But
whatever. Being right in the middle of Wrigley's. Their atonement.
That's right. Hell on earth. Fucking hell on earth.
Yeah, you share company with like the Gummy Bear and like John Barleycorn.
It's horrible. Whenever I've gone to see a movie there, I feel like it's always just like I'm surrounded by men on steroids in the elevator going up. And like I love women on steroids.
Yeah.
I saw Love Lies Bleeding. But men on steroids, terrifying.
Yeah, we go hard on steroids.
Don't do steroids, kids, unless you're a hot bodybuilder, like soft femme butch. Then you can do it, and I will love it.
Or, here's a perfect segue, Britney Spears' ex, Sam Asghari. Mm-hmm. Now, I think this is a great way to kind of dig into what we were going to talk about today, because I had just Googled, like, what's the latest Britney Spears news that we can catch up with? And this feels like a good segue in, because this is a TMZ article that's called Keep Britney Out of His Mouth. Sam Asghari Can't Talk About Her. So we'll get into TMZ and their history with Britney. But this article, he has a gag order where he can't say anything about Britney. He's not allowed to say anything negative or positive. So he says that basically the article is just kind of a way to be like, wow, this Britney Spears is just a monster out of control. She won't let her ex-husband talk about it, which linked to another article that said she had cheated on him. Another TMZ article that even says that she was, this is my favorite line, and maybe you can speak to this state of mind, Ramona, but says that she was constantly in a fragile and hyper-sexualized state, dangerous decision making.
Okay, fuck you.
Making her a risk to her own safety.
You don't have to read me like that. Damn.
There's just nothing worse than a woman who's hyper-sexualized.
And fragile.
And fragile. That's a
to all my sexy, mentally ill, bad bitches out there. I feel you. My condolences.
Would hate to think of a woman that's fragile and sexualized.
We need to bring back old school doctor prescriptions where they would see a woman who had emotions, like human beings do, and they would be like, you need a vibrator and to go to the seaside. We need to bring that back.
Yeah, I agree,
because this article details a lot of horrible things that Britney did, like had a staff member take a picture of her without her top on. That's disgusting.
I know exactly what picture you're talking about. It's the one where she's like holding her boobs. And then like, gay people have edited in to say a word that I cannot say on this podcast and y'all can never say. So
you take guesses.
You better not.
All right, we won't. We won't.
Pride Month, John.
I'm respecting it.
During Pride Month.
I'm respecting it. Every time I see a gay person trying to cross the street, I break.
Good.
I'm like, go ahead.
What an ally you are.
I break for people. Celebrate.
Let the record show that these are like two of my, like, basically my two only heterosexual guy friends. So like,
well, Will,
I don't know how to prescribe Will,
but you know, it's,
he needs a vibrator and a trip to the seaside.
Oh, absolutely.
He's one of those dragon dildos and just
oh my god, I have one. They sent me one for free. It's so scary, but I'll send you a picture of it later.
Those things are...
you can post it on your Twitter as evidence for listeners.
That's gonna be the episode. We have the big dragon dildo.
It's like scary, and I got the small one.
They seem wild.
I will show you. I will literally send you a picture like right after this.
Well, we hope Britney stayed away from him, because that would be the straw that broke the camel's back. If she's getting her, she's being fulfilled sexually out there, that would be a real shame. But anyway, all of this to say, it reminded me of the old early aughts when we all remember this time. Crossroads was coming out. Britney was dating Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
Yes. Now this is where this is where I really wanted to get, because it's reminding me of Justin Timberlake. It's reminding me of all the stuff in the press that TMZ was planting when the conservatorship was going on, that crazy bitch out, what was her name? Lou Taylor? She was the
publicist.
It wasn't a publicist. She was like an agent or a manager that, I mean, she was known for getting lots of celebrities in precarious states into these conservatorships. Like Lindsay Lohan was one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We don't need to remember her name. Who gives a shit? But this was around that time where this was going on. So she was planning all these things in the press, being like, yeah, Britney, God, she's out of her mind. She is going crazy out there. Like, we cannot let her do anything. She cannot have any charge of her money whatsoever, you know, when they were just jacking her up with a ton of lithium. What do you remember about the maelstrom of when this started coming out about Britney being this, like, oh my god, she cannot be controlled?
Well, first I have to set like the scene,
please.
So my first time remembering Britney Spears was, it's a very core memory. I had two babysitters. They were teenagers and they were twins, and I thought they were Jen and Jessica. I thought they were so cool. And whenever my parents would leave, they would immediately turn on MTV and hop on AIM and talk to their boyfriends. Love it. But I remember seeing the Toxic music video on MTV, and it was like a core memory in my little like 4 or 5 year old brain or something, because I'm young and spry. So, you know, obviously growing up with her, she was inescapable, and tabloids, they aren't what they, everything's moved online, but just, you know, anytime you go to the grocery store, you would automatically just see like Britney out of control. She's losing her mind. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be alive during the Blackout era, which is her best album. And that's not up for debate. Sorry. And it was just, you know, at the time, I mean, I was a child and I didn't understand like the horrible length of exploitation that she had faced and the stalking from paparazzi and her family being pieces. We will get into this. Pieces of fucking shit that need to go under like the layers of hell. As went to quote the prophet Wendy Williams, death to all of them.
Yes. bless you.
But yeah, I remember seeing the iconic Bobs, and the Give Me More music video, which, you know, we all know what path that led me down. And I mean, yeah, she was an inescapable icon. And as the older that I've gotten and the more that her case got brought to light and the, you know, the extent of the conservatorship and the abuse that she was facing, I mean, how could you not resonate with that? How could you not want to be able to see this woman live her life and just deserved? She needs to be left the fuck alone. Leave Britney Jean Spears alone. Look, there was actually a whole video about that. I was thinking I was being original. And there was already a gay rolling around in bed being like, leave.
Yeah, the Free Britney movement.
I don't think I took a breath during that entire thing. But I feel very passionately about this subject.
Well, it seems to only really be ending now. You know, it was like when it happened, it was like, I think even she was not aware, like, oh, I guess it's not entirely over yet. I think it was a week ago that her father actually fully got pulled out of the conservatorship too.
Yeah. And now they're also trying to, they're painting the picture yet again of saying she's out of control, she needs help. And it's just, how can a woman who has been exploited and abused all of her life be okay? You know?
Yeah. She's fragile and hypersexualized right now. She is clearly a danger to society.
Girl, I don't know. Women's mental health is just such a, it's always a fucking joke to people. And, you know, celebrity is obviously, you have to be a certain type of person to be famous, but she was born into this and it's all she's ever known. And just tear people apart is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, especially to
that being said, if anyone wants to give me enough fans for, you know, they can start tearing me apart, let me know. I'm always looking for more members of the fan club, so
start making up shit about Ramona, say horrible things about
her. I need to start doing more like nip slips and like panty shots at Music Box.
There you go. You did do one with our Vampiros Lesbo show. That was the closest.
I accidentally showed a nipple. That was the closest you've got. Yeah, I fully just walked around the corner, just like just a simple arm around my humble breast. So
yeah,
come to highs and lows, you might see some titties.
yeah anyway, but yeah, no, I mean, like, this is all very, like, you know, it was around that time that, yeah, like, there, you didn't really see any other, like, there were never a male celebrity that was ever put in this position by the press. Ever. And I'm not even to say that, like, Britney probably didn't have, I mean, some sort of mental, you know, whatever going on before she even started. We all do. I mean, she grew up with that fucking dad of hers who was apparently a fucking alcoholic and screaming, and just, they never had money. And, you know, I'm sure what's really sad is whatever was wrong with her probably never got solved, like, willfully never got solved. And was just made to kind of like flounder and just get worse. And obviously, you give anyone lithium that much, like, you're not gonna come out the other end the same way you went in. And you know, maybe they're, you know, it just makes it easier for these assholes to point in the press, like, look at what she's doing, because she's acting weird. That doesn't seem like the Britney I knew when she was like 17 years old. And it's a weird revolving door. And the thing with Justin Timberlake was probably the thing that really did it, like really did it, like. Because I, Ramon, do you remember the South Park episode about Britney?
No.
Okay.
Tell me more.
All right. So there was a South Park episode about Britney. And it was funny. Will and I had talked about this. And I think we were saying, like, I remember that episode being kind of hateful. Like, it felt like, wow, that was the one time maybe they overstepped their bounds on a subject. So I rewatched it. And I don't think we've ever been more wrong. I think that was the only thing in the media at that time that really saw what the fuck was going on. So the plot was, Britney starts the episode. The press is hounding her. She can't do anything. They won't let her see her kids. So in despair, she tries to kill herself. But she shoots top of her head off, but she's still alive. So the rest of the episode is the boys from South Park are like trying to help her and get her to see her kids. But the press and everyone around her, no matter what's going on, when they see her without her head, all they can do is be like, whoa, what is up with Britney? She looks fat. And like, wow, what's with that camel toe? Like, boy, what's going on there? And it made more sense rewatching it now, because it's like, yeah, the point being that, like, even if her head was gone, which they kind of did do, they gave her so many fucking drugs that something was shut off. But even if she were going around without a head, all anyone would do would talk about, she seems like she's a slut, or she's getting fat, or she seems, you know. And that was kind of the gist of the episode. And it was right around the time of the infamous Diane Sawyer interview. Do you remember this one?
I do.
Oh, awful.
I mean, say nothing of Diane Sawyer, who covered for Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. Say nothing about that. We know where you...
Because it speaks for itself.
Yeah. But yeah, she does this thing where she just basically, because there were like dueling interviews, right? There was the one with Justin Timberlake and his fucking mom. Like, what a little baby.
You know. He's a fucking twerp.
Yep.
Robin hair noodle ass twerp. I hate him.
He was such a twerp in that video too. He's just like, he's like, the only kind of ideal woman I know is my mom. Like, oh, fuck you, man.
What a fucking loser. Oh my God. I can't.
Like,
I can't.
What feels more set up by managers and like publicists of like, all right, Justin, we need to make you seem real, like you were hurt so badly. Let's get your mom in there. Let's show that you're just like a little broken boy. And this was all over the fact that he had alleged that she had cheated on him. Well, as time rolls on and news often kind of excavates itself, it came to light that he had cheated on her. And, you know, I think when anybody in a, you know, any sort of state finds out they get cheated, their immediate thought might be, well, maybe I'll cheat on them. But that was what was reported, is that she cheated on him. So much so that when they do that Diane Sawyer interview, it's just like, they're just like, she's like, now, did you like doing that to Justin? Did you think that was okay to do? Like, I guess she didn't know the questions, and they brought it to her house and just had the whole thing set up and ready to go and caught her off guard, so that when she's in the position, you can tell she like clearly doesn't know what to say.
Oh, it's awful. She's just losing it, like in that moment. It's so brutal.
You're probably better to answer these questions. You've read the memoir, right?
I have, as read by Michelle Williams on Audible.
Oh.
Into it. Hearing Michelle Williams do an impression of Justin Timberlake's black scent is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Wait, hold on. Well, keep talking. I'm going to try to look this up.
Yeah, I mean, all of the things that Britney brought to light about their relationship with Justin Timberlake when they were together was really horrendous. One incident that comes to mind that I feel like perfectly encapsulates what was going on here was, he got her pregnant and she was like, we are too young, And, you know, we're young, but like, I think we can do this. Like, I'm accepting this role. Like, let's do this. Let's have our family, even though it's earlier than we planned. And he forced her to get an abortion. And so she got an abortion at home. And while she was on the bathroom floor, bleeding and crying and suffering through an intense amount of pain, here comes this fucking weasel in with his acoustic guitar. And he is like, I think some of my music will make you feel better. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That is the most insane shit I have ever heard in my life. Men need to never touch an acoustic guitar ever fucking again.
True. Yes. That's the first problem here I can identify.
It was just, you know, right. Manipulation, and he was such a fucking douchebag. And yeah, I Justin Timberlake.
He's a horrendous dude. To say nothing about the kind of guy that, like, I don't recall any fallout happening to him after the nip slip at the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson.
Oh, no, that was fully, he got to walk off scot-free, and then Janet Jackson had her entire career go downhill because of Massage Noir, because they just use it as a scapegoat to be able to just completely end her career because of misogyny and racism and slut shaming. And even though they weren't supposed to do that, he was told specifically, hey, this costume reveal that we were going to do isn't working, so don't do it. And he did it anyways.
Yep.
And her entire career was ended, and he was able to, wasn't that during Sexy Back, during the Love?
Yeah.
During his Timbaland era. Yeah. And he went on to have like, if we're being real, that was his only good album, because the rest of it was fucking trash. And now his biggest hit is from Trolls. I think Trolls 2.
Yeah. I think
maybe.
Yeah. I mean, those Timbaland beats were way too good for his.
No, he didn't deserve them. Nelly Furtado and Missy Elliott, they knew what to do with them. Okay. They were wasted on Justin Timberlake.
Missy still only knew how to do the Timbaland beat perfectly.
Okay, side note, I am going to go see that tour that's Missy Elliott and Timbaland and Ciara. And I think there's one other person, but I'm going it. I'm so excited.
Whoa.
Whoa, I know. I'll send y'all the link.
Please,
we can regress to like 2006 or whatever this was.
Sounds great. You see all these boxes here? I would love to regress.
I know, back when I was on my parents' health insurance.
Yeah. Those are nice times.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, yeah, I mean, with an auto. And also with that era with Timberlake, I mean, this was the Cry Me a River era, which easily one of the music videos maybe ever shot.
It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up that he was the one who did wrong and then flipped it so that he could become the victim. A man victimizing himself? Crazy. Groundbreaking. And then clearly, I mean, it was so obviously supposed to be Britney with the body double.
So obvious.
And he made it like too obvious. And he did not shy away from that whatsoever. And it was the same thing. Justin Timberlake loves to just run women's careers into the ground. And he does it for sport and for like his own entertainment, only to be able to, you know, get a next step up on the ladder. What I want to do to Justin Timberlake would probably get me arrested, so I'm not going to say it when it's getting recorded, but
I can beep it. I have a beep button. If you want to say it, I'll beep it out.
You have a beep button?
Yeah, we beep shit a lot.
I beep all the time. This is, you can say whatever you want, God. And I'll beep it. Okay. Yeah.
Let it out.
Okay.
Let it out.
I want to upside down on a brick wall. And then it's the 1970 white Challenger that is used in, that one. And I just start. It would be so satisfying.
This is the longest beep.
Yeah.
none of you got to hear that, but trust that, you know, it was a beautiful thing and we all feel a lot better.
Yeah, all they're going to hear is like, beep, 1970 White Dodge Challenger, beep.
Yep. Yeah, and it's all parody. We love to joke.
All in good fun.
Oh, we love parody law. Can't get us.
Yeah. Yeah. Responsible for great moments like the People's Joker and this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Vera would have our backs on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Should come,
by the way. That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get Vera on. But what was the thing that he did? There was something that Justin... Didn't he go on an award show with like a blow up sex doll with Christina Aguilera, and she was like, does this look like someone you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That one hurts so much. God.
He's so fucked up. And the nerve of him. Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt?
No, I'm just saying, what the fuck? Why are Christina getting involved in this?
Mm-hmm. Well, because there was like the love triangle. You know, it all started in the Mickey Mouse Club or whatever. And also, Christina Aguilera was supposed to be like Britney's slutty, like, you know, rival.
Yeah, sort of
the counter example.
The Rachel Dolezal of the Britney Spears universe.
That was crazy.
You got him fired.
Yeah, it was like Britney's slutty. Oh, like I see it.
Yeah.
Britney's slutty foil, you know, yeah. And so they were definitely like playing that up in the media and shit like that. But then one of the most iconic moments for homosexuals was the Britney Madonna Christina Aguilera kiss at the MTV, at the VMA Awards. And he had the nerve to sit there and look pissed when that was the best moment of like human history.
That he's upset by that.
Yeah.
That moment was like, to my brain, was like a caveman discovering fire.
Yes.
For so many reasons.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'd say that, that was probably a big cultural moment for a lot of people, but it was also like a moment where Diane Sawyer then found the question to be like, did you think that was responsible to do? On air.
Hell yeah, it was.
Yeah. Did you really want to influence little girls to maybe respect themselves and see who they want to be when they get older? Did you think that was responsible?
See, and that's the thing, is that at that point, I believe she was 18, correct? She had to have been. She was kissing Madonna, who's a, you know, an adult. So I certainly fucking hope she was at least 18.
I'm sure
she was. But, you know, it's like at that point, not everyone should be continuing to be a good role model for children. They're not responsible to be a good role model for children their whole life. Like, I remember seeing someone tell Cardi B, like, what will the children think? Of all people, Cardi B. fuck these kids. Okay. If you don't like it, turn the TV off.
Absolutely.
Yep. How about you parent them?
Yeah, it's fucking parents' fault, not the fucking people who make the songs. Jesus Christ.
Fuck that tea.
The 90s really was that, and the 2000s really kind of started this, like, everything's for the kids. Movies now have to be for the kids, and we're seeing that more and more. Like, people used to never give a shit about kids.
Yeah.
A good thing.
Well, yeah, once Latchkey went away, things changed real fast.
Right.
Yeah. Let kids hitchhike like they used to.
Yes.
Let them get into it. Who gives a shit?
I know. pour more whiskey in their bottles. Smoke during pregnancy.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking. Oh,
twice the amount.
Yeah. You know, these kids are just too protected nowadays. We need to get them back in the factories.
They're coming out anyway. But yeah, love to see chimney sweeps come back.
This is side note, because it reminded me, because chimney sweeps, of course, would obviously like die of lung issues. Do y'all know what clown lung is?
No.
Clown lung.
So clown lung is what I'm gonna die of one day. So clowns back in the day, a lot of them would start developing lung issues. And the reason is and die of these lung issues. And the reason is because they would powder their face so severely that the setting powder and like the it was probably had like lead in it that time too would go and like coagulate in their lungs and they would die of clown lung. And I know that's gonna happen to me one day.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, that has nothing to do with Britney Spears, but like the more you know, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's all part of the story.
Yeah.
Clown lung.
Clown lung. That was not what I was expecting when you were going
to
say.
Are you or a loved one suffering from clown lung? You may be entitled to financial compensation.
I thought it was just because I was smoking on that circus pack. You know, I'm over here.
I mean, between smoking all the setting powder and like the horrendous little like nicotine vapes that I smoke, like, baby.
That's not going to help you. That lung will be a clown car eventually. You're going to have so much lung.
Yeah, I mean, it's a race between that and the poppers, like eating my brain cells away. But
are you still do poppers?
What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I haven't done.
Is the Pope Catholic, babes?
They always made my head hurt too much, so I don't.
No, I did poppers yesterday.
Skill issue.
Before Godzilla, it's great. They're still
okay. Awesome. I'm bringing poppers to highs and lows.
Yes.
Actually, wait. Can I make y'all hit poppers while you're on stage? Is that allowed?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm gonna bring my double Scorpio. This is not a sponsored post, but it should be. Double Scorpio, hit me up. I love you.
That's a great way. No one will know. They'll just.
Because then I want to see y'all on the mics for the next 30 seconds after. It's like the poppers are brushing through your brain.
Yes.
I'm bright.
And your assholes are loose. On the music box stage.
Oh, yeah.
John, just don't eat a burrito before that show so we don't lose you up there.
No,
well, I hope it's not that loose. That might be a him problem.
That might be.
Not supposed to do all that.
Might be. I'm enjoying Gay Pride Month too much right now.
Yeah, this is going to be your moment of allyship, is like hitting poppers, you know.
I just want to do the right thing.
See, now that would be sick, honestly, if Hopewell doesn't come back to sponsor us more. Our next sponsor, that would be, oh my god, if we pulled that off and people weren't allowed to say no because the money was too good, that would be fucking incredible.
We could throw poppers at the audience.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you want another side story, and then we can go back to Britney. Okay, sure. One time, picture this, 2019, Smart Bar, like 3 a.m. Yeah. At Queen, right? We're passing around a bottle of poppers, and a girl did not know what poppers were. And so she took them as a shot.
Yeah.
And she spit them all over the floor. And hopefully went to the hospital afterwards. And the whole bottle got dumped on the floor. So then everyone was just like inhaling poppers. I mean, we already were, but like it was totally inescapable at that moment.
Were people diving to the floor and just like sniffing it off the floor?
I mean, they were already down there sucking dick, so who knows? You haven't gone to Queen unless you've tripped over someone sucking dick at least once.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, anyways, Britney Jean Spears.
Anyway. Peeps.
Wait. What are y'all's favorite Britney Spears songs? This is the real test.
Good question.
I will go first while y'all think.
Okay.
So my favorite Britney Spears song is Get Naked off of the iconic album Blackout, which I have already mentioned. It is produced by Daincha and it is fucking fabulous. And I'm going to send it to the group chat.
Please
after
do.
After this. And yeah, y'all can have your like slutty in the shower, like hair tossing moment. Like,
I need more of
that. Got a plan. You should have them.
I will.
We'll get you in a human hair wig and then you go in the shower and you're going to like whip it around.
Honestly, the wigs I have will not work. They would just die in the shower immediately. So we got to upgrade.
Rosemary, what are you doing? You've been in the shower for too long. I'm cleaning myself.
And Get Naked has been on repeat the whole time.
Yeah. I was very basic when it came out because I was so excited that Britney wrote it with Every Time. So I was very basic. And that song makes me weep still to this day, anytime it plays. And so that's just always number one for me.
That's not a basic answer though. That's not a basic answer. That's a great answer.
See, I'm going to get emotional even just thinking about it.
Charlie XCX released a song last night that samples it. So I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, really? Please do.
Mm-hmm. It's called Spring Breakers.
Yay.
I did.
Okay.
Didn't she record a song for, or didn't Charlie XCX, like, I remember a rumor that she was recording or she was writing music for Britney to be used.
I'm not sure if it got debunked or if it just didn't get used, but you know, I think it's probably just one of those cases where like, you're just, you know, cause since Charlie's like a big songwriter as well as actor, like, you know, an act all her own, it was probably just maybe like, here you go. I'm sending songs out to a bunch of different people. But I mean, like, I would love that, but Britney, I think, has made it pretty clear that she doesn't want to perform ever again. And nor should she. If she doesn't want to.
Yeah, if she doesn't want to. I mean, I don't know. Does she still have her Vegas show?
Hell no, she doesn't.
Okay.
No, she was doing that against her will every single night. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. There was that post that came out recently where it's been deleted, but there was that post where she said, like, I was just in Mexico or something for this trip, and I want to say that something really bad happened to me over there. And sometimes you don't know what's actually going on in someone's life. And then that post was like just gone. And that was the one where people were like, why do I see a guy in a reflection in this video? And she keeps looking nervously off to the side.
It's really sketchy. It's really, really sketchy.
What do you say to the claims before I say my favorite song? What do you say to the rumors that there might have...
You still need time to think about it.
Oh, I can do it right now. I'll do it right now. But it might
do it. Do it right now.
It might seem inappropriate for the thought I'm going for here. But what about the alleged rumors of trafficking?
That they were trafficking her?
There were rumors of that.
I mean, with everything that was going on, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's like... Yeah, they're not.
They were doing unspeakable, horrible shit to it. Like, obviously, like, we have no way of knowing right now, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm sure if, like...
Because her father and her team at the time are evil, insidious people.
Yeah. I think my thought is probably if a Saudi royal prince said, I want to go on a date with Britney Spears and I can pay this much amount of money, they give it to that. I'm sure something like that, you know, could have been facilitated.
Yeah. I mean, he was already exploiting and pimping out and, you know, selling out his daughter in other ways. So.
Yeah, he was. What a real piece of shit.
So what's this alleged favorite song?
I think my alleged favorite song, I would say Lucky, potentially. I love Lucky.
I know, it's so sad.
Because gets me now more, because it's like, I remember the video and I remember thinking the video was cool, but like now that song gets me just because what I know, and that song just deeper and, you know, more painful. I don't know. Maybe that one. I really like, not Hit Me. I mean, this is the most basic one, but Oops, I Did It Again. That was a great.
It's always a banger.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the few artists, like female artists of the time, that I actually bought the CD of. I guess that and Spice Girls. You know?
Ally.
Yeah. When I wasn't buying Master P and Silk the Shocker and Limp Bizkit CDs, I did have Spice Girls and Britney Spears because I thought they were good songs. You know, both. And the video, I mean, of course, I was in love with Britney from the Hit Me Baby One More Time video.
Of course.
You know, because that CD, you could have the poster you could pull out and you could put it up on your wall.
I was too young for that.
Yeah, this shows how old we were.
We're old.
I mean, don't worry. I started Botox at 25, so I'm over the hill. Technically,
you're catching up with us.
Do you know I got my first? You look so good for your age, by the way.
What?
What? Isn't that crazy? I'm 28. Yeah, I don't know.
I heard that.
These 21-year-olds are crazy.
This is the problem with these kids. This is the thing. We were saying these kids, you know, you overprotect them.
But once you say these kids, that makes you old.
Nope. Blew it.
I know. And we all become our mothers.
Yep.
I hope I become my mother more than I do my dad. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. You're doing good. You're I already doing... have a head start on becoming my mother because I'm a lesbian, so
she's so proud.
Will, what were you gonna say?
Oh, nothing. All good.
You're working hard on becoming a mom too, is that what you're gonna say?
Sure.
Mother, you are the mother of this podcast.
Yeah.
Mother is mothering.
I was wondering how long it would take.
It took a dip in Mother Lake. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so where are we going with this?
Crossroads.
Crossroads. Who's excited to watch Crossroads again?
Yes, I just wanted to
I'm excited to watch Crossroads.
Yeah, I wanted to ask what your relationship with this movie was. Like if it was something that, you know, came along early.
So here's the thing. And y'all are gonna kill me. Your screening is gonna be my first time seeing it.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. You're popping my cherry.
Amazing. So. Oh my god, I cannot wait. Now even more excited.
It's in a film print too.
No, they got rid of all the fucking
or did films. I make that up?
They got rid of all of them.
Lost media.
Yep.
Wow. We used to be a country. That's crazy.
Well,
I will still enjoy it in DCP.
Yeah.
Thoroughly.
We do what we can. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious how it's gonna play with people now, because I only have one issue with the movie. And I think we've talked about this, Will. So I just want to say it ahead of time.
Take my headphones off for spoilers?
No, this is a spoiler. In fact, I'm sure you would have said this if I wouldn't have said it right now. Mm-hmm. It's the dude in the movie.
Oh.
It's just like, why is he in this movie? There's no point.
I have, with zero context, I agree wholeheartedly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think you'll disagree on that after watching it. Like, thankfully,
oh, I'm sure.
Like, majority screen time obviously is exactly what you want and what you expect, and so it will be a great time. But yeah, this fucking dude, he's such a heel, and he's not hot at all either. So it just doesn't, like, there's nothing.
So to, what's the point?
Nothing to do with that.
I mean,
ugly and, like, you know, adds nothing. Like. Yeah. Get a job.
And an absolute,
get off set and go build a porch.
An absolute dead weight on this movie. And it's like, I remember when it came out, like, I remember, like what was his name in the movie? Alan Walker. What a name. Anson Mount. It's not even a real, not even a real name.
What the fuck?
That sounds like the name for, like, a fucking dragon dildo. The Anson Mount.
It does.
Like, what
it
the
does. Fuck? The, well, you, yeah, you just named my bad dragon dildo. It just sits there. Oh, the not getting used because it scares me. The Anson Mount.
Yes. So good.
At least that Anson Mount has something to contribute.
That's right.
Yeah.
Clock it.
Damn, here we go. That's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this motherfucker in this movie. Yeah, I'm trying to see what he did. He was in the Urban Legends sequel.
Yeah, he's in quite a bit then, but every time he's in something, no one remembers because he's has anti-charisma. He's like a black hole of personality.
Yeah, oh God, he was in a movie called SEAL Team 6, The Raid on Osama Bin Laden.
Oh.
But that's a very accurate portrayal of what happened there. Yeah, just America doing its thing.
Doing its thing.
No, no faking here. Oh, he's
modern
also
day, modern day imperialism.
Yay.
About the start of MK Ultra?
Oh, God.
What about MK Ultra, Ramona?
Oh yeah, I know about MK Ultra.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say
I read
something now. I want to send you something too. You're sending us the blackout videos. I can send you a dossier on the CIA's mind control.
Well, I mean, send it anyways. I'm always, you know, I've done my listening, but I'm always down to give more.
I got some stuff on them experimenting on using acid on elephants at an army base. That's really.
Oh yeah. Well, they used to try to do that with like dolphins too.
Okay, see, what am I talking about?
And then one of the scientists dropped the dolphin. You should probably bleep that.
Thankfully your mic cut out a little bit there, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, it was perfect.
I'll send you an article on that also.
Oh, I've read the article.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Anyways, Britney Spears.
And then there's Britney Spears. What else can we say about Britney here?
I feel like we're pretty good because we covered, like, right, the pre-show as well is going to highlight some of this stuff because we really just want to situate what, you know, some people have forgotten, it seems, what Britney was going through her entire life. And especially in 2001 and 2, while this movie is being made and released, you know. So just, it's going to be a very fun screening, don't worry. But also, we are very much, the goal is to remind folks how amazing Britney is and none of this shit is her fault and everyone needs to fuck off, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to situate her, and especially her of that time, you know, outside of all the bullshit that was going on. And I'm sure there's stuff we didn't even, like, touch on, you know, like, yeah, this should be nice to kind of celebrate her screen presence a little better. And we're not going to go into it, but Rowan, have you seen the movie Morvern Caller?
No, okay. I haven't even heard of it. Put me on.
I'll put you on. All right. So this is be the movie playing after Crossroads. This is a movie from the same year, 2002. Also directed by a woman, the great Lynn Ramsey. And we should say Tamara Davis did Crossroads. You might know her from
Davis, who's a highs and lows. Yeah.
Right. Bringing her back. But Morven Caller by Lynn Ramsey. Yes. Yeah, so this is a very young Samantha Morton. I think it's about the time she was in Minority Report. So the movie is Samantha Morton wakes up one day to find out that her boyfriend has committed suicide. And in his wake, he has left a suicide note, a tape of a mixtape of music, left her some money, and a novel of his that he wants her to publish under his name posthumously. So what she decides to do is take the money and go on a road trip with her friend during spring break and publish the novel under her own name.
Good for her. I support women's wrongs.
That's right.
That's right.
You'll love this movie too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like I will. I'm definitely gonna be there for both. So. Yeah,
I would say of all of our shows, this is a, you see the two of them. Oh my God. This is a movie I guarantee Brittany, well, probably hasn't seen, but she would, the cathartic release she would probably feel from watching this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. That sounds really good. When was it released?
Same year, 2002.
Oh.
Like within a month of one of
them. Yep.
The girls love a road trip film in 2002.
Yes. Pre-show, like we said, it's going to have the Diane Sawyer. We'll have our own special edit of the Diane Sawyer interview.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure you will.
Uh-huh. And let's see, what else is going to be going on that night? There's going to be, well, we're going to show some MTV Spring Break footage, which should be pretty.
Hell yeah.
Should be pretty fun. We're going to show some Britney videos. Of course, the costumes encouraged, you know, if you want to dress up like Britney, you want to wear a bucket hat, bring it. Maybe we'll rate them and we'll give you something.
I'll try to rock denim on denim.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
For when I don't have like the fedora though. She loved that damn fedora.
She did love the fedora. Wear the bucket. You have a bucket hat?
No.
I don't know if you've heard, but they're back.
I do have kind of like a puffy one. Is that what we're talking about? Not like bucket hats like 2016 like hype beastie bro, right?
No. No, like
I'm literally, I won't show you the dildo, but I will show you the
Yeah, let's see the hat, and then we'll
okay. This?
No, but that's...
Is this a bucket hat? No.
That's amazing.
That's a
Jimmy. It's very era. It's era appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's era appropriate. You should wear it still.
Yeah. No, bucket hats are much lamer.
So, yes. So all of this will be going on. We're going to have tons of fun stuff at the show. Ramona will be there. And if you...
I will. With poppers.
With poppers.
Y'all thought I was joking.
No, no, no. There'll be drugs.
I hope you're not.
I'm coming for your asses. Literally.
We are not responsible whatever happens with our asses on stage. Post-op here, but we'll eat a light dinner. I don't think that's what happens with poppers.
No, it's definitely not.
With poppers. No, it's not.
You don't just like lose bowel control.
No, otherwise no one would be doing them on the dance floor.
Oh, they're just be shit on you. Yeah, it doesn't need that.
Yeah,
but you don't see.
Don't worry, you'll understand.
Yeah,
I remember. I remember poppers. They make me feel fine for 2 minutes, and then I'm like,
Back in my day.
It was okay to drink it back in my day. But
bye.
All right. Well, there you go, everyone. There's
on that note.
I think we really got into it here. So probably not going to edit any of this except beeping out what Ramona wants to do to Justin Timberlake. So. Raw. So
okay, well, Unfiltered.
We love that. Do you have any closing Brittany thoughts you'd like to share? It's okay.
Y'all need to stop commenting on her body. No one's going to look like they did when they were a teenager. Stop sexualizing minors. Leave women alone. And I already said what I was going to do to Justin Timberlake. Whatever. I don't care. Every man in her life can die.
Yep.
Oh, and fuck Jamie Lynn.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yes. There we go. That's what I was hoping. A little fuck Jamie.
Wait, what was your Jamie Lynn joke?
Oh.
No, he made a bad joke. But
we're okay, never mind. Never mind. Fuck Jamie Lynn.
It is still a fuck Jamie. It was very fuck Jamie Lynn, but also.
Tell me when we start recording.
Okay.
Well, thank all you right. for that.
Oh, thanks for having me. Like, sorry I hit the bong like literally a minute before I hopped on here, but
that's an unwritten rule for being on this.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, cool. Sounds good.
I unfortunately have so much to do that I did not get to hit the bong, so I'm glad someone did.
I'll hit one for you literally right after this in spirit.
Actually, when I tell you the joke, will you hit the bong in front of me on the thing?
Yeah. Thank you. Because we're gonna start recording and then we're gonna kiki for a second, right?
There we go.